Checka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria vandag op na 22 grade, Johannesburg 21 en Tzaneen 23.
And between the N1 northbound listener station vehicles still causing a lot of havoc at the Blue Interchange, causing a lot of queuing traffic with 14 minute delay. So please try to avoid that if you can.
En ons begin in die Noordwes met die beroep dat kinders eerder by die huis gehou moet word as die weer dit te gevaarlik maak op die paaie.
Refrain from travelling near rivers and dams. We implore school transport drivers to adhere to safe driving speeds and we recommend that parents refrain from taking their children to school in such severe weather conditions.
Noordwes onderwyswoordvoerder Elias Malendi vra ook dat volwassenes seker maak kinders bly weg van lopende water, riviere en strome af. Dit is die vierde agtereenvolgende dag van swaar reën oor Gauteng, asook dele van Mpumalanga, Limpopo, die Noordwes en die Vrystaat. Meer hieroor by jackrandafm.com. Klik op news. In Mpumalanga word 'n voormalige bewaarder van die Nasionale Kruger Wildtuin vandag in die hof verwag op klagtes dat hy betrokke was by die stroop van 'n wit renoster. Rodney Lindela was eens een van die top bewaarders in die Kruger, maar hy en 'n tweede verdagte is in 2016 vasgetrek nadat die renoster sonder horings gekry is. Die verhoor word in die Skukuza Landdroshof voortgesit. Meer op ons nuusblok. Dis 'n besige dag in die suide van Johannesburg waar G20 vergaderings vir ministers van buitelandse sake vandag afskop. President Cyril Ramaphosa sal later vandag die openingsrede by die hooggeplaaste vergadering in Nasrec lewer. G20 se Sherpa se ambassadeur Xolisa Mabongu sê die land se G20 prioriteite is veerkrag teen rampe, volhoubare skuldvereffing, billike energieoordrag en noodsaaklike minerale vir inklusiewe groei.
South Africa seeks during its presidency to also undertake a review of the cost of capital. Why is it that developing countries struggle and have to pay higher when they borrow to finance their debt and other challenges than other countries?
Nuus van die kontinent af, die Demokratiese Republiek van die Kongo vra dat die Verenigde Nasies Veiligheidsraad sanksies instel teen politieke besluitnemers en bevelvoerders van die Rwandese weermag. Dit kom terwyl die Rwandese gesteunde M23 groep vordering maak in strategiese sones in die oostelike DRK nadat hulle sleutelstede van Goma en Bukavu ingeneem het. Die DRK wil ook hê dat die Veiligheidsraad onmiddellik Rwanda se status herroep as land wat soldate beskikbaar stel vir VN vredesendings. In Suid-Afrika se musieksensasie Tyla maak haar verskyning op die voorblad van British Vogue se Maart 25 uitgawe. Sy is die eerste Suid-Afrikaanse kunstenaar wat op die voorblad kan prys. Die 23-jarige Tyla sê sy het die hele ondervinding baie geniet.
Like I'm so happy, I was so excited and just the team was so fun. Photographer, all of us we got along so well. So the shoot felt like I didn't want it to end. Trying on so many different outfits, we were having fun with it and I was involved with you know the outfits and everything so it felt like a group thing.
Ek skade De Souza. Our top story this hour, the Northwest Education Department urges learners to rather stay at home if the roads to school are becoming too dangerous.
And now 30 minutes of more music you love non-stop.
Get ready
on Jacaranda FM.
To the sand, it's all we talked about lately. I packed a car, bring your guitar, and Jane for smoking. First thing at dawn, you'd cue the songs, and we get going. But you went home, waited on the porch for you, sat there alone all throughout the morning till I got a hunch down in my gut and snuck around the back. Empty cans, and I'll be damned, your bags were never packed. Did you boo?